Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, guys. Time for a daily editorial. First one for today. Beautiful day here in the Great Northwest. Eddie, we had a bit of a misunderstanding. Let's just forget about it and drink some beer one of these nights. Anyhow, having said that, the only appropriate subject that Jimmy and I can think to talk about today, really, quite frankly, is the economy. The economy is shrinking 1.2%. Bad, obviously. We've got the inflation that is absolutely ridiculous. Gas prices are going through the roof. I paid $80 to fill my car yesterday, and that was at Costco. It would have been probably roughly $120 to fill my car at another facility. Clothing has gone up. Food has gone up. It's absolutely amazing what's going on with prices up here. Biden and his advisors, if he even has any economic advisors, are doing an absolutely terrible job. I have to say something right now that I said in my interview with Jose Nino, I guess it was last week. I simply don't understand any way that the Democrats can come out of this thing as winners. Jimmy, what's your comment?
Yeah, again, I'll go back to the hopefully they keep from cheating, because that's about the only way they could come back. Yeah, with 1.4% GDP decline, yeah, with inflation figures in there, and using a consumer price index for these numbers that's very different than was used in the late 70s, early 80s,
yeah,
which really doesn't reflect the level of individual pain and suffering people are facing with the inflation rates. I mean, used cars are up 40%. Meats over, beef is over 25%, even higher in some places. You know, you go through the numbers, and people, it's really, really, really devastating. Actually, the young, low-income people that are out there trying to pay for things like gas, 70% increase in gas in the last year, year over year. Yeah, the 8.1% or whatever they're claiming year over year, nowhere near reflects the inflation. So really, we could be seeing an even higher decline. And I think we predicted it not long ago. I said, yeah, we're going to probably see a decline because of this inflation.
Right.
And I think we're going to probably go a couple of quarters with a recession.
Well, I think it's very possible. What I don't understand is there doesn't seem to be really any concern on the part of the Democrats. I see absolutely nothing going on. I see no gathering the forces, circling the wagons. I see absolutely nothing other than really not much going on in the news other than the real, real bad economic numbers for the United States right now. The numbers are terrible. The only thing that isn't going down in value right now, exponentially or logarithmically, I guess I should say, to be perfectly accurate, the only thing that I'm noticing in my part of the country is that housing prices seem to be continuing to go up, although not as quickly as they were in the past.
Well, there's an interesting number that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
You're going to see a decline in housing prices, or at least a slowdown in it, because new mortgages based on over 5% for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, applications last month dropped 50%.
Mm-hmm.
50%. That is huge.
That's a big
That's going to be a significant factor for, economic growth numbers. And a lot of the, these numbers, these inflated numbers, and a lot of the, supply chain issues, a lot of those things are all wrapped into this very, very significant problem that was basically created by, pouring tons of cash, increasing our debt and our deficit. And of course, it's just printing more money. It's just the insanity and the lack of understanding and thinking that you can buy your way out or you can inflate your way out of these issues.
No, not this time. Not this time.
It's going to be painful, and it's going to peak this summer in the primaries. And that's going to show, I think, you're going to see a large number of very America First type of candidates winning these primaries. And I think the left is going to be, should have, you know, the left is actually going more left. So in their primaries, they're going to have more aggressive, progressive, woke candidates on the left. And you're going to see more America First people on the right. And that means there should be a pretty significant upset in November.
Well, you know, what I'd like to find out is we are getting so, we've got a pretty good dialogue going with most of our listeners, and I love all you guys. And I'd like to ask, you know, Jerry, CFS, Ebelon, everybody else, you too, Tony, I'd like to ask you guys how exactly, Chartster, how about you? I'd like to find out exactly how you guys are doing with this inflation, because I have to tell you, I'm on a fixed income and it's hurting me pretty badly right now. I have to wonder, you know, having a fairly substantially sophisticated economic background, I have to wonder, and I wonder this because I don't understand why nobody is really trying to do anything, why the Biden administration isn't all over this thing. I mean, if they were, he possibly could get reelected, but I don't know. The administration does not seem to be all over this thing at all. So what I'd like to know, you guys, is I'd like to know, how are you dealing with it? Let me tell you how I'm dealing with it. I'm cutting my expenses exponentially. I can't do it logarithmically, but I can certainly do it exponentially. I'm doing the majority of my shopping right now at Costco. I'm very, very aware of what it's like every time I go to the grocery store. I'm seeing 200% and 300% increases in the price of some of the goods that I bought. Steaks, for example, locally, a good steak locally has gone from $20 a pound to $35 a pound. I can't eat good steak anymore. It's really simple. I am becoming very cognizant of the gas mileage that my car gets. I love my car. I'm going to continue to drive my car. I've worked for like hell for that car all my life. I'm going to do everything I can to keep it. The service bills, by the way, have gone up. They've gone up really, really substantially. And the only way that I can deal with it is maybe go to Canada and get my service done up there. But I don't even know if it's any less up there. So I am very cognizant about what's going on. How about you, Jim? What are you and your family doing?
Oh, we're going to do the same thing. We're reducing our expenditures as best we can. Of course, I got, you know, one in college, another one getting ready to go to college pretty quick. So that makes it pretty painful. But I think I'm also going to stay involved politically because, yep. There's some pretty good comments on yesterday's second editorial. And I think, you know, some of the things this administration is failing to do is understand the need of the people, because the advisors inside the Biden regime are so far to the left and they're so focused on control. They're actually trying to control the narrative. You've got the New York Times coming out saying things like, hey, don't worry about this inflation. It's not a big deal. CNN, don't worry about this inflation. Because, you know, there's still excitement going on in the economy here. We've still got, you know, potential growth. Well, that's just misinformation that's not facing the reality of average Americans are actually having to deal with. And that's their whole purpose, is not to fix problems, but to shape the message in a way that they sound better. And that's the sign of authoritarianism, and it's the sign of propaganda. You know, when I see things in CFS put it out yesterday, which I thought was great comment, government creating this disinformation group, you know, the Biden administration is creating this disinformation governance board. That's in order to shape the world to their beliefs. And of course, they're going to struggle very hard to pretend that this stuff, you know, the disinformation will be something that questions their legitimacy. And that's what they're going to use to attack conservatives, and that's the template that you're going to see right now. You know, we're attacking democracy because we're actually questioning their agendas. And I think, if it doesn't blow back on them, we're all in deep trouble. And again, you're doing this because you're seeing this because look, some of these major global corporations are still making a ton of money because they are taking advantage of cheap labor. The supply shortages means they can raise their prices. If they're raising their prices, they're getting a better return. And of course, if they're producing offshore, you know, the labor issues aren't the same as they are here in the United States. So all of these actions are actually supporting a globalist agenda. The lobbyists are influencing the Biden regime in order to achieve that agenda. They're putting in place the propaganda machine to counter questions about what's happening in America. And they're going to use the force of law and people like Merrick Garland and the FBI and the DOJ in order to, like, intimidate others from saying, you know, the reality and what's truth out there and what people are actually facing. And to me, the biggest thing I can do is keep talking and keep fighting.
That's all you can do. You know, when I was talking with Jose Nino about that last Thursday, that's the conclusion that we came to. We have to do everything that we can. I've got to do everything I can to increase the circulation of our show, Jim. And all you can do is make people aware. Everybody in my neighborhood is very, very aware of what's going on. There's no question about that. You know, we just got to keep on keeping on, Jimmy.
Yeah, you got to. And, you know, we're facing so many areas in food production, in supply chain shortages,
right,
in technology. Well, you know what it does? It does set it up for a completely different change in the world, you know, how things are going to be influenced. And,
yeah,
and of course, this administration, again, I'm just going to thank God for Joe Biden, because the facade is off on the corruption back there in D.C., and how far they're willing to go in order to achieve their power. And I think it's, there's still voices, podcasts like this and radio shows like this.
Right.
And some of these, alternative media sites like Breitbart, and of course, the Citizen Free Press and Liberty Daily, things that I look at usually and regularly, that fight back against the corporate agendas, you know. And then you got Fox, which is a corporate agenda that,
yep,
is actually supporting the globalists. And then you've got the extremes on the left.
Yep.
And,
yep,
you know, the voices are getting bigger. They're getting stronger from the outside, because the pain is getting serious to people with inflation, with,
yep,
you know, woke agendas. So, yeah, maybe there's a hope.
Well, it's a challenging time. There's no question about that. You guys, really, I'd like very much, I want to ask you once more, please come back on the blog today and tell us what you're doing to cope with this inflation. It's pretty bad. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
You bet.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.